Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. In comments made on Tuesday during a visit to Washington by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, U.S. President Donald Trump raised the prospect of relocating more than 2 million Palestinians living in Gaza, suggesting it had become uninhabitable after the war between Israel and Hamas. The idea received widespread condemnation internationally.
The declaration of Trump yesterday as if he is introducing a plan for peace, for a future of this region, is actually a declaration of war on the Gaza people.
That was Aida Touma, an Arab member of the Knesset, Israel's legislature. Abroad, the United Arab Emirates Foreign Ministry said in a statement on Wednesday that they categorically reject any attempt to displace the Palestinians and instead said it is important to halt any settlement activities which threaten regional stability. U.S. District Judge Deborah Boardman in Maryland has ordered a temporary pause on President Donald Trump's executive order seeking to end birthright citizenship for anyone born in the U.S. to someone in the country illegally. Boardman heard arguments in Maryland federal court on Wednesday. Bringing the suit before her are immigrant rights advocacy groups CASA, an asylum seeker advocacy project, and a handful of expectant mothers. Trump's inauguration week order was already on temporary hold nationally because of a separate suit brought by four states in Washington state. In total, 22 states, as well as other organizations, have sued to try and stop the executive action. A movement to oppose the early actions of President Donald Trump's administration is taking off online and with plans to protest across the U.S. on Wednesday. The movement is organized under the hashtags #BuildTheResistance and #5051, which stands for 50 protests, 50 states, one day. Many of the protests are planned at state capitals, with some in other cities. This is VOA News. The U.S. Postal Service is reversing course a day after placing a ban on all inbound mail and packages from China and Hong Kong. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The U.S. Postal Service is working with Customs and Border Protection to minimize delivery disruptions. Tuesday night, the agency said it would not accept those same packages. This came after President Trump's additional 10% tariff on Chinese goods and the end to a customs exemption allowing shoppers to avoid duties on packages under $800. The ban had the potential to create massive disruptions for online shopping platforms like Shein and Temu, popular for cheap clothing and other products usually shipped directly from China. However, those tariffs and duties still mean prices on Chinese goods are likely going up. The Chinese government retaliating with their own tariffs on some U.S. goods. I'm Julie Walker.
Belgian police were hunting two suspects in the tunnels of the Brussels metro system on Wednesday after a shooting at a station in the center of the city. Alice Rizzo from Reuters reports.
CCTV footage obtained by Reuters shows the moment a gunman opened fire at a central metro station in Brussels in the early hours of Wednesday. Heavily armed police later gathered at the Clemenceau station as a manhunt was launched in the city's underground tunnels. Prosecutors said nobody was injured in the incident, which happened around 6 a.m., and authorities ruled out any terrorist motive. Several metro stations were shut down, causing major disruptions in the Belgian capital, which hosts many European Union institutions and NATO's headquarters.
Alice Rizzo for Reuters. Serbian teachers, students, and pensioners marched through Belgrade on Wednesday as a new wave of anti-corruption protests spread across the country. Thousands marched through the streets of the capital city in the country, holding banners and blowing whistles in the latest anti-government protests over a railway station disaster that killed 15 people in November. A spokesman for President Javier Milei says he has ordered Argentina's withdrawal from the World Health Organization due to quote-unquote profound differences with the UN agency. Presidential spokesman Manuel Adorni. President Milei told Foreign Minister Gerardo Wertheim to withdraw Argentina's participation in the World Health Organization. We Argentines will not allow an international organization to intervene in our sovereignty, much less in our health. Milei's action echoes that of his ally, U.S. President Donald Trump, who began the process of pulling the United States out of WHO with an executive order on his first day back in office on January 21st. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.